Hello.
Welcome to episode 1.2.
1.2. Yes.
I'm annoyed and caffeinated.
We started recording yesterday in our car ride to Pittsburgh, and it was the most perfect episode.
Perfect.
It was amazing. And then, of course, the sound didn't work, and the static was, like, crazy because it was in a vibrating car.
Yeah.
So, here we are, take two. Hopefully this one will be just as good.
Yeah, hopefully.
So, by popular demand, we named our podcast Annoyed and Caffeinated, guys.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. We were very, very iffy about that, but I'm glad that we chose Annoyed and Caffeinated.
It's a non-ranting podcast.
Yes, it's a non-ranting podcast, despite it saying annoyed. That's just...
It's just a catchy name.
It's a catchy name. It's a characteristic that we don't always have. But, you know, things are annoying, but this is not a ranting podcast.
Yes. But we are caffeinated, usually.
Yes, we typically are. And to bring that into play with the podcast, what we're going to do is each episode we're going to try a different drink, whether it be a seasonal favorite of people or a new drink at a local coffee shop. We're going to try and incorporate that into each episode so you guys get our full, honest opinions.
Yep. And then, so for this episode, we're trying a drink, but I guess we technically tried it yesterday, but we'll just talk about it again, because we didn't want to go pay for it again. So, we tried the cold, iced cappuccino with cold foam from Starbucks.
We're not sure if it's seasonal, or if it's...
I think it is, like, a specialty.
Okay. Because I feel like it's a featured drink, like, I don't know if they'll have it year-round.
Yeah, I'm sure, like, you can order, because you can order, like, any drink always.
That's true.
Make up your own, whatever. But, yeah, so that's what we tried, because we had heard from a few people that it was good.
Yeah, and one of our friends gets it with vanilla in it to add, like, a flavor to kind of add more complexity to it. We just got it plain yesterday, just the way it came, no milk substitutions or anything. Mm-hmm. I think it has skim milk in it.
Yeah.
I think that's the milk. I don't really know. Kind of milk.
It's not, like... almond or soy. It's like actual dairy.
Yes, it is a dairy milk.
But also, so we'll talk about our preferences of coffee.
Yes, we will. So, we'll just prelude our review with preferences of coffee because I feel like that'll be easier. Yes. So, I just started drinking coffee in college. Okay. Like, I didn't drink it in high school.
Neither did I, actually.
Yeah, I started my freshman year of college, and,
And, like, surprisingly, neither of us, I don't know when you started, but neither of us really like sweet. We don't like a lot of sugar, or, like, no sugar at all.
Yeah, I'll drink coffee black with just creamer in it, and just a little bit, or I'll get, like, cold brew with a little bit of almond milk if it's the summer.
Yeah, like that's what I like, too. I just like the taste of coffee. Cut with cream.
Yeah, and I've gotten more adventurous recently because I do like coffee so much that I'll ask the barista just to make me whatever they want. Yeah.
I feel like I can't do that though because I really am sensitive to like sweeteners.
See?
And like flavors. Like I like all the flavors, but they're always too sweet.
They are. Well, see, the other day I went to Tree City, which is like a local coffee shop around here. It's like my favorite. And Kylie was there, and so I asked her just to give me whatever she wanted, and I got a caramel macchiato, and instead of vanilla in it, it was cinnamon.
A caramel macchiato comes with vanilla?
Yeah, like the vanilla, like they put flavoring in it to make it sweet, and then they put like a little bit of caramel on top, and so instead of doing the vanilla sweetener, she did cinnamon, and it was so good.
That's very strange that a caramel macchiato comes with vanilla sweetener.
I know. I thought that was weird, too. Okay, but anyway.
Okay, so yeah, the drink we tried, the iced cappuccino cold foam.
Yes.
So, review about it. I thought it was okay. I haven't really had a hot cappuccino, so I didn't really know what to compare it against. I thought it was good, though. It was very light and refreshing. The only thing I didn't like about it was the stupid lid that they put on it. It's like a sippy cup. And you can, like, feel the ice on your mouth when you take a drink of it, and I didn't like the ice touching my lips and teeth.
Well, and Starbucks has, like, really slippery ice. Like, you know how the ice from your ice machine is kind of, like, rough? Like, their ice is really slippery, and so it just, like, slip on your lips, like, every so often, and it was really uncomfortable.
Like, I feel like now I understand why people always drink iced beverages with straws.
With straws.
because yeah. it is very uncomfortable to have the ice touching your lip.
It is. Well, even then, though, like, I feel like if it was any other thing, I think the cold foam made it even slippery, though, too.
Yeah,
because sometimes, like, I'll go to, like, a juice place, and I'll get, like, ice in my juice, and I'll drink it, like, without a straw, and it's fine, and the ice doesn't bother me. But I think the combination of the lid, the foam, the coffee, the and the ice. Slippery yeah, ice it was just too much.
Yeah, but the, like, taste of it was good. I don't know. It was nice.
It was kind of watered down.
It was. Like,
it wasn't that strong. I think if I'd order it again, I'd get an extra shot in it, because I think that would help just kind of make it a little stronger.
Yeah.
Because it does have a lot of milk. Yeah, it was pretty bland. Like, it was very watered down coffee, and I'm not sure whether Starbucks uses, like, shots in that drink or whether they use brewed coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually their iced coffees, they just use the brewed coffee. So I don't know if they did, but like, shots and ice.
But it's a cappuccino, so isn't that usually shots?
Yeah, but because it's iced, I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I want to be a barista, so I can understand coffee
I know,
more.
Me too. I, like, always download that chart from Starbucks that has, like, the latte is this ratio of milk to coffee, and, like, this is this, and then... Because it's really helpful, because yeah, I never know what to order when I want to try something
but
new.
But I also don't like it, because, like, one of my friends works at Starbucks, and then my brother used to work at a coffee shop, and they would tell me, like, certain drinks, they're like, oh, yeah, it has, like, 8 pumps of vanilla. And I'm like, that is so gross.
Yeah,
well, or, like, when you watch them make it, and they're just like, pump, yes. And you're like, okay, stop.
That's how it is with my sister, like, for birthday drinks for Starbucks, because you get anything for free. She'll get, like, a 30-ounce peach green tea lemonade with 8 pumps of raspberry and, like, all these crazy things. And it ends up tasting, like, relatively good. It's sweeter than I would like, but she really likes sugary things. But it's just crazy because I feel like that's so easily abused with that. But, yeah, so cold foam cappuccino, if we were grading it on a scale out of 10, what would you give it?
I would give it, like, a 7.
That's what I was thinking also.
Or like a 6, maybe.
I'd order it because it was, like, a nice, refreshing drink if I don't want something that's so strongly coffee.
Yeah, same.
Because, okay, one time I went to Starbucks and they were out of cold brew, and he was like, oh, I'll give you something comparable to cold brew. And I was like, okay, whatever. I got a 4-shot Americano iced. I swear my whole body was convulsing. I literally could not think straight. I couldn't move. I couldn't operate my body. I was so freaked out. It was so much coffee. Like,
it doesn't seem comparable, but whatever.
I don't understand how it was comparable. And it was, like, thick because it had so much espresso.
Ew!
It was so bad. So, guys, don't get that.
Okay, well, so moving on. That's the beverage of the week.
Yes.
So
what are we saying? As introductions, because a lot of you guys do not know us together.
Yeah.
You know us separately. Yes. But we both go to Kent State.
We go to Kent State. We're fashion majors.
We're fashion majors. Melissa, go ahead and introduce yourself.
So, my name is Melissa. I'm from Salt Lake City, Utah. Born and raised... And then I came to Ohio, but, you know, Ohio's not much better than Utah, so don't plan to stay here for long.
Yeah, and then I'm from Seattle. I didn't live there my whole life. Oh, I'm Delaney. My name's Delaney. I'm from Seattle. And, I haven't lived there my whole life. I lived in Colorado and California as well. Now I'm in Ohio. And, you know, Ohio is an interesting place.
It really is.
It's so different than the West Coast, but people ask you why it's different, and it's hard to explain unless you're in the situation.
Yes.
Situationally, I can be like, this is the difference.
I think that's slightly why we bonded.
I agree. I think that's also why we bonded.
Yes.
Because also, I grew up mainly in Colorado, and so it's very similar to Utah, and I feel like people's parenting skills and, like, parenting ways, like, I guess, are, like, really similar.
Yeah.
Because you're very focused on, like, outdoors.
Yes,
and
outdoors, hiking, biking.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Kind of hippie. But
kind of hippie, but I
But, like, not
say
really.
Hippie.
Yeah, I wouldn't say so either. But it is very much more hippie than other places.
Yeah. Also, I don't know, we were talking about this yesterday, and, like, people in Ohio, just a lot of them haven't been on a plane.
Yeah, okay, we were talking about this yesterday, so both of us feel bad when we're talking about this, but a lot of people around here, like, they'll drive places, which is way cool, and,
yeah,
like, I would,
like,
drive places when I was younger.
I know
also.
So many people here who drive to Florida for, like,
same.
Vacation. I'm like, why would you drive that far?
Yeah, I guess I just don't get it. I mean, like, we used to drive when we were younger. We would drive to, like, St. Louis to visit my grandparents and stuff.
Really?
And that was, like, 18 hours, but it was when we were younger, so we'd be, like, napping in the car or watching movies. Yeah. But I feel like at this age, driving 18 hours in a car with my parents and my sister, like, yeah, we could still watch movies. Yeah, I'd probably be on my phone the whole time. But, like, I feel like I'd get bored so much easier.
Like, I say, like, okay, well, I'm driving back home, which is 26 hours, and I drove here.
But like, you have entertainment because you have Brianna.
Yeah, and, like, it was fine, and I was like, okay, it's going to be worth it because I'll have a car in the middle of Ohio, whereas last year I didn't, so, you know.
But that's, like, the other hard thing.
I would say, like, my max for, like, going on a vacation for a week, my max driving would be, like, 10 hours, which is, like, Utah to California.
Actually, yeah, I agree, especially if it's only for, like, a week. I feel like if you're going to be there for a couple weeks,
yeah, you have to, like, compare, like, the time.
The time you're there versus the time it took you to get there, like, round trip. I never think of round trip when I'm talking about driving. I'm always like, oh, it's 10 hours there. But if you think about it, 20 hours round trip, that's, like, almost a whole day.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I never think of that. But, so, yeah, Ohio's an interesting place. Both of us go to Kent State, and so we're going to one of the top fashion schools in the country, which is pretty awesome. And that's actually how we met.
Yeah, we met, through the fashion school, this thing called the annual fashion show freshman year. We were on the committee. And this last year, we were on management.
Yeah, and it was actually really funny because we had this, like, first meeting before Christmas break, and Melissa was, like, sitting in front of me, and we walked out at the same time, and I was like, oh, are you part of the fashion show, too? Obviously, she was. But I was like, are you on committee or management? And she, like, didn't respond, but she was like, yeah, I'm part of the show, and then, like, walked
away. Wait, no, I thought you said I was, like, yeah, I'm on committee.
No, I didn't know you were on committee until the first day of class.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But so, yeah, I thought Melissa was cool from day one.
Except for you thought I hated
you. Except I did think that she hated me. Because she just, like, she looked so much scarier than she was.
Yeah.
But not scary in, like, a bad way. You just looked like you were older and, like, more intimidating, you know? Because I was walking into it as a freshman knowing only one of the senior co's. Like, I didn't know anyone else. I knew Megan Rogerson. Or, not Megan Rogerson.
Were we in the same FYE?
Were we in the same?
Were you in hers?
Yes.
Me too.
Oh, okay. Well, apparently we didn't know each other earlier that semester. But, yeah, so I knew her. That's the only reason I applied for the show.
Yeah, same.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, well, that makes more sense now.
That makes way more
sense. Anyways, yeah, well, I don't remember that encounter with Delaney where she asked me and I was intimidating.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I remember the first time we met was second semester of freshman year. And then we were, like, doing submissions for the show. And then people wanted food, so Delaney and I were like, we'll go pick it up for you guys. And so then, okay, I mean, I feel like this is more of your story.
Yeah, okay. So we went to go pick up food because we were little tiny eager freshmen who wanted to please the seniors that were in there. Because it was literally just us and then the two seniors. And so we were like, oh, yeah, no problem. We'll go get food. So we, like, walked all the way to get food. And as we were walking, we were talking about, like, our families and siblings and, like, where we were from. And I brought up that my sister wanted to go to Carroll College.
And then I was like, oh my gosh, my brother went there his first year of college. And then I was like, yeah, tell her not to go there.
It was really...
I mean, it's just in a tiny town and it's a tiny school. And, like, I don't know, that wasn't for my brother. I actually know someone who's going there right now and she loves it. So
yeah,
I mean,
me too. I know a lot of people. Well, not a lot of people. I know, like, 3 people that go there and they really do like it. I think it just depends on what you're wanting out of college. And, like, I think a small setting's really nice. For some people.
Yeah, for some people. It's not, like, my thing, but...
Mm-hmm, me neither. But, yeah, so we were bonding over Carroll College, and then we went into Quaker Steak, which anyone...
Or the Lube.
Or the Lube. It's called Quaker Steak and Lube, and, like, everyone from Ohio and Pennsylvania knows what it is. Anyone from other places does not.
Yeah.
It's pretty much just, like, burgers and
it's
wings.
It's like Buffalo Wild Wings, kind of, but, like, not as good.
Okay, well, I've never been to Buffalo Wild Wings.
What?
So, yeah, no.
What?
I haven't.
You are so weird.
I've literally walked in there once to pick up food with someone, but I've never actually eaten there.
Oh my god.
It's okay. But anyway, we went to pick up food, and as we're waiting for our food in the normal fashion of waiting, like, 30 minutes, even though we literally called ahead, whatever, we were waiting to get food, and this guy walks in, and previously, that weekend before, I had kissed him at a frat party, and I was, like, hiding behind Melissa, and then little do I know, this kid's in her geology class, And so she's like, I was so nervous because I thought he'd come over and like talk to her. And so we were both kind of like hiding our faces, like looking away. And then he was turned around and we were walking out. So we like rushed out with our food.
But yeah, it was a good time. That was my...
It was a really good time. It was really funny because, like, of course, the first time... Moment. Yeah, it was a great bonding moment. Yeah, so Melissa and I, through that and through the show, have just gotten so much closer.
You have to get close with each other when you're doing the show. You're with each other constantly.
You are. You spend... I don't even know how long I probably spent at Rockwell. It was funny because we just filled out course evaluations for our classes. And it was like, how many hours did you spend working on this? And it was like...
A week.
A week. And it was literally plus. 12 plus. And I was like, I definitely worked on it for more than 12 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
Easily. Worked on it like 12 hours, maybe, between 2 days.
Yeah, easily.
But yeah, so Melissa and I are starting this podcast because we are going to Florence
We're starting in Florence in the fall. So exciting. Yeah, we're studying fashion there.
Yes, we're studying fashion in Florence. Kent State actually has a remote campus there. So we'll be with fellow Kent Staters. And then I know that there's a bunch of other schools going there.
Yeah.
Also, because a lot of programs go to Florence. There's
like between 5,000 to 7,000 students in Florence.
That's like, insane.
Per semester.
Yeah. Well, and it's super cool because we get to travel on our own every weekend as well as traveling with the school.
Yeah.
And so I think it'll be a great experience. And we're starting this podcast so we have some way of documenting our travels. But at the same time, we're not only going to talk about travel.
Yeah, we're just going to talk about hot topics in the world. In our lives.
Yes. Funny stories. People we meet. Hopefully we'll interview some either professors there or different people. We might even have some interviews coming up this summer.
Yeah. So.
Hopefully.
Our summer plan. We won't be together this summer, but we'll reunite in the fall. But
yes.
We're still going to do a few episodes this summer. Probably like 2.
Yeah.
Each of us will do one. So like, yeah. It's not going to be very frequent for a little while.
Yeah, but in the fall, we're hoping on posting at least once a week.
Yeah. So this summer, I'm going home for about a month back to Utah, and then I'm actually going to study in Paris for a month, too. So that's also through Kent, but it's, like, with the Paris American Academy, too. I'm doing, like, six credit hours there for fashion. So that's my summer.
And then, so yesterday... We went to Pittsburgh as, like, a fun outing.
We went to the Mattress Factory.
We went to the Mattress Factory.
And Burgatory.
And Burgatory. So, Melissa, how did you feel about the Mattress Factory?
Okay, so the Mattress Factory, if you guys don't know, is a modern art museum. Okay, it's not, like, a factory of mattresses where you go to buy your mattress. I thought it was. And, like, even last night when I got back, Brianna was like, how is the mattress place? Like, did you, like... lay on some good match. Like, I was like, what? No, it wasn't.
Okay. That's so funny. It's honestly, it's a confusing name, but I think it actually is in an old mattress factory.
Oh.
Like, I think that's why they have, like, the basement and, like, all that stuff.
Okay, interesting.
Like, you know, it probably could be.
Yeah, well, the Mattress Factory is a modern art museum, and, I mean, it was cool. It was a little expensive, let's be honest.
Yes.
Okay, but I don't even know how much the regular tickets were, but student discount tickets were $15.
Yeah, I think the regular tickets were like $25 or $20.
Oh my god.
And literally, let me just tell you
there
guys.
There was four floors.
And
like, the floors were tiny, like 2 bedrooms. Was the size of the floor.
Yeah, and the thing was, is one of the floors was literally just rooms of darkness with light projected on walls.
Except one of the rooms was not even light. There was no light, and it was very creepy. We felt like something was going to run at us from the other side. Like, I was in a horror movie.
Yeah, so the floor, they tell you ahead of time that it's purposefully supposed to be dark on that floor, and that you need to stand there and let your eyes adjust. Well, we stood there for a couple moments, and both of us were like, we feel like this is a haunted house. Somebody's going to run at us, so I turned on my flashlight on my phone, and we, like, walked into the room, and then once we got into the room, we'd, like, turn it off. But that in-between was just so freaky.
It was.
Because there were long hallways of darkness.
And I'm like, do you want me to, like, crash into one of these? Like, do I need to sign a waiver?
I know. Well, and then the basement was, like, super weird.
Oh, yeah, that was creepy, too. There's just this, like, long room down there with, like, 8 screens that just were footage of, like, a subway car going really fast and, like, out the windows.
Yeah.
And it was just completely dark in there except for those screens.
And it was very weird. And the basement all had exposed brick and concrete. Rock and concrete. Oh my God. I literally felt like I was in a slaughterhouse. Yeah. I felt like I was in a haunted house the whole time. Yeah.
Also, this third floor, I liked the third floor.
I did too.
It was good.
The third floor also, so they have a permanent installation of the Yayoi Kusama exhibits, which if you guys don't know what that is, that's the Infinite Mirrors exhibit. And that was really cool because I saw that in Seattle this summer, and
I saw it in LA this summer.
Yeah. And not only did I have to wait in line for 3 hours to even get my tickets, but then there were only 6 rooms, and each of the rooms I waited in line for 45 to an hour, and then you can only spend 30 seconds in the room.
Yeah, that's what it was in LA too, but it was just one room.
Yeah. Whereas at the Mattress Factory, you can spend however long you want in rooms. You didn't even have to wait in a line. Yeah. And they were connected. They weren't necessarily as extravagant and in detail as the ones in Seattle, I would say, but it was still cool and got the point across.
Yeah.
I would say I appreciated that. And then there was this weird little creepy doll room that I really liked. Yeah,
it was
cool
though. It was good.
It was very reminiscent of Valley of the Dolls.
Well, wasn't it inspired by that?
Yeah, it was inspired by that, which was funny because we walked in and I was like, oh my gosh, Melissa, this reminds me of Valley of the Dolls. You should read that book. And then we were reading the synopsis of it and it said that it was inspired by it, which was just so, so fab. Fabulous. I was a big fan.
But yeah, overall, I would say it was too expensive for what it was. Also, there wasn't a lot of people there. We probably saw, 10 people in the whole museum.
Yeah.
And, that was good because it is so small that if there were a lot of people, it would have been worse.
Yeah, I would say if there were a lot of people, it would have been, super congested and I would have felt, more uncomfortable, going into the dark rooms, not knowing if people would be there or not.
Yeah.
That would have been made me really uncomfortable.
I agree.
But, yeah, so pretty much the whole reason we went to Pittsburgh was because Melissa wanted a burger.
I did. I had been craving a burger for, the last 2 weeks, and I don't know of any places around here. Delaney suggested Burgatory.
Yeah.
Purgatory.
Okay, funny story about that. So, the first time I went there, I didn't realize that it was referring to Purgatory.
How did you not realize that?
No. So, I literally got in there, and I was looking around, and there's, all these, devil horns and tails and pitchforks and all this stuff, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is hell, this is purgatory. And then my dad goes, yes, Delaney. So it was really funny,
but it was really good. My burger was great, but Delaney doesn't eat beef or pork, so she got chicken.
I got chicken, but it was still really yummy. But I put this fiery seasoning on it, and literally my lips were burning all day.
I feel like you shouldn't have gotten that.
I know. I like spicy stuff, but my stomach definitely hurt. Oh, and my lips are burning.
Yeah, I got a good burger.
Yeah, so our day was good despite the podcast not working out, which is really frustrating. It's fine. But also, Melissa has a really funny story about yesterday. Well, not yesterday.
Two days ago. Thursday night. Okay. Yeah, last Thursday night. Okay, whatever. So, I'm very pale. I am very pale. Maybe we'll show a picture of, my...
Yeah, we can show a picture of her arm to stomach comparison, and even then, her arm contrasting anybody else is, three shades lighter.
Yeah, I am very pale, and my roommate always tells me, you should, try fake tan or, whatever. And I'm I just feel like being tan won't work for me because I've always been pale. It's just my thing now. But then I don't know why, Thursday night, I was like, you know what, I'm going to try fake tan. I might as well. I was just really fed up with my whiteness, I guess. And so, it was because she got this new fake tan. So I was fake tanner solution.
Yeah, foam. It was foam.
It's a foam. And so I was yeah, I'll try it. And so I did it on my stomach and my legs and, my chest, and then my roommate put it on my back for me. And she did it earlier in the day, and it looked good on her, so I was like, why not try it out? And so, but it does Irish dance, and so she has a different tanning solution she uses for that, but she didn't have it in Kent, so she's from New Jersey. So we just use this foam, but she usually puts on fake tan with, a mitt, and we didn't have a mitt, and we didn't want our hands to be orange after. So we used some period pads. We, wrapped our hands in period pads, and we're using that as, a mitt to spread it on whatever. Okay, so I put
it... Just picture that in your head as she's explaining the story. It makes it 10 times better.
So I, squirt some of it on my stomach, and I'm, like, spreading it around. I'm like, okay, cool. Then I'm like, okay, I'll do my legs now. I, like, do my legs, and then I, like, I'm going to bed in about 10 minutes. So I just, like, let it sort of dry for a second. Then I, like, get in bed, and then I was, like, looking at my stomach again. I'm like, okay, like, it looks okay so far. And then I was like, Brianna, do you think I should do, like, one more coat on my stomach? Like, that's how pale I am. Like, I didn't think another coat would be an issue. And she's like, yeah, why not? So then I did another coat on my stomach, whatever, it turns out. And then, okay, so I wake up the next morning. Oh, my God. My stomach, okay, my stomach looked okay.
Yeah, her stomach looked really
the first good. Morning after, my stomach looked okay. It was just, like, didn't really fade well into my back.
Yeah.
Or like my pant anywhere. Line. It was very distinct, whatever. Yes. And then my legs, oh, my God, I look at my legs. I just have patches of untanned areas. Like, probably, like, 5 or 6 patches on my legs of untanned areas. Like, what is wrong with me? How did I do this? I don't know how I just missed these areas while
putting them on.
They're also
in random spots. It's not like she, like, has it behind her knees and it's, like, the crease of her knees or, like, the creases where it, like, self-tanner doesn't usually stick to.
Well, like,
it's literally random areas.
So I have 2 white patches on the fronts of my knees, which people are like, oh, yeah, that's, like, a normal problem area. But, like, how did I miss that? It's, like, literally, it looks like I didn't even put any on my knees. And then I have, like, random spots on the back of my calves and, like, backs of my thighs.
And your,
like,
ankles.
And my ankles. It's just, like, a big mess. And then today, so that was, yesterday. Thursday night. And then Friday, it was, like, whatever. It wasn't too dark. And, like, I was, like, okay, this might fade pretty quickly. But then today I showered. And since I showered, my stomach has become, like, 2 or 3 shades darker.
Oh, yeah. Her stomach is
and orange. It's, like, turning orangish color, I would say. Wouldn't you agree, Delaney?
Yes, it's definitely orange. It's, like, orange, not necessarily blotchy, because it's, like, all tan.
Yeah.
But I would say some parts are, like, darker orange than other parts.
Yeah, and it's, like, horrible. And then my legs, I don't know, they're still patchy. They don't look that much worse.
They're not as bad.
But they're just still patchy, and it's very annoying, and so I think I'm gonna try to get lemon juice and scrub it off, because I tried to scrub it off in the shower today and, like, nothing happened, so.
It's literally so funny, because of course this happens, like, it's finally getting nice in Kent.
Mm-hmm.
We've literally had winter up until last week.
And
what
so now it's getting, yes, and now it's getting nice, and so I could maybe start wearing shorts and dresses, but no, I cannot expose my legs looking like this.
It's so funny.
Like, it would be so embarrassing.
It honestly would.
Brianna was like, I don't think people will really stare at you. I'm like, people will definitely stare at me.
I feel like it'd be less of, like, them staring at you because it looks bad. I think it'd just be, like, the confusion of, like, how did you tan that way?
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
Well, okay, funny tanning story. So, at our apartment complex that I live in, we have a tanning bed, and it's, like, included in our rent, I guess. We have, like, all these amenities at the clubhouse, which is really nice, including coffee, which is great. But so I used the tanning bed, like, once or twice this year, and I was just not a fan of it because I swear I walked out and I was either sunburned or, like, my skin just felt itchy and I didn't like how it felt. Granted, I wasn't really, like, using lotion or, like, any of the stuff that, like, you should be using.
Do you put lotion on before?
You're supposed to put, like, pre-tan lotion so that it, like, absorbs better into your skin. Definitely doesn't protect you from any of the UV rays.
I do not agree with tanning beds. If you're using a tanning bed, please stop.
Yeah, tanning beds suck, and, like, I honestly am so sensitive about my skin, and, like, I'm so crazy about it. Like, I want preventative Botox. I'm already using collagen cream.
I'm surprised you did that.
I'm really surprised I did, too. I think I was, like, almost at the point where I was, like, okay, I just need to be tan, and I was desperate, and then I was, like, you know, I like the pale looking like a vampire look with my dark hair. I'm fine looking like Wednesday Addams, whatever.
Oh, God.
Because I dress like Wednesday Addams most of the time.
Yeah.
But, so I used it a couple times, was not a fan, and then Audrey, one of my roommates, really wanted to use it because she wanted to, like, be tan for formal. And so she went into the tanning bed. It was her first time using it. We, like, explained to her what she needed to do, all this stuff. She brought her phone in with her and didn't use the goggles. And she was taking selfies in the tanning bed. And it was so funny because all of us got Snapchats from her. And we're like, Audrey, what are you doing? Like, put your goggles on. Like, stop.
Oh, God.
And she just, like, didn't even realize that was a thing. Granted, the goggles are disgusting because they're communal goggles and they're just in, like, a cleaning solution all the time.
I wonder if, like, a lot of people just bring their own, though.
They probably do. Well, because the majority of the girls, I think, that use the tanning bed in Provence are, like, experienced tanners. Oh, okay. And they used to have, like, there's, like, Bahama Bodies and all these different tanning places around here, and I think they used to have memberships there, but then they're like, if I'm already paying for it in my rent, mm-hmm. I might as well just use this.
But that's really gross, have the goggles just sit in a solution.
I know. Well, and when you take them out, the two times that I used the bed, when you take them out, they're, like, still kind of wet, but it's not wet, it's, like, oily. Like, you know, like, makeup remover consistency, oh, yeah. where it's kind of oily, but mm-hmm. still, like, slippery? That's yeah. what they oh, feel I hate like.
That, like, kind of like baby oil?
Yeah.
Gross.
Also, okay, question. Do you use makeup remover or do you use coconut oil?
I don't use either.
What do you do, Melissa?
To take off my makeup?
Yes.
I know, it's bad.
Do
I
you just sleep with it on?
No. Okay. Ew, no, never do that. I am. Okay. But I just, like, use my face wash.
Oh, that's not bad. I thought you were,
like, I don't know, I feel like it's pretty, like, harsh, because I just, like, scrub my face wash in, and, like, just, that's how I get my makeup off. Because I don't wear, like, a ton. No. Usually it'll all come off with just my face wash, but if I feel like I have a lot left on, my roommate has, like, face wipes and makeup remover.
Because I'm always intrigued to see, like, what people use, because I used to use, like, makeup wipes only, and then I used, like, micellar water, but it stung my eyes. Oh,
that's
eyes.
What Brandon uses.
It stung my eyes. Like, it hurt, but, like, not bad enough that I stopped. And then now I use coconut oil. But also coconut oil, I'll, like, rub it on my eyes and it gets all my mascara off. Like, it's literally, like, melting off mm-hmm. my face.
I used to use baby oil in, like, middle school.
I wipe it off with a cotton swab and it's, like, the cotton gets stuck in my eyelashes. And then I'm afraid that, like, when I put mascara on the next morning, it's gonna get, like, all clumpy and weird.
What is baby oil anyways?
I have no clue. I've never used baby oil for anything before. Okay. I've felt the consistency because, like, I take care of children. And, like, I babysit. And so, like, when, like, you're, like, because sometimes, like, you give the kids, like, they need baths.
Yeah.
So you bathe them.
In baby oil?
Well, like, you put it in their hair.
Really?
Yeah, like, the babies well, I'm like, taking care
there's
of.
There's, like, Johnson & Johnson, like, baby oil soap. But it's not, like, completely baby oil.
Oh, then I've only used that.
Yeah, no, like, there's baby oil that's just oil. But I don't know, like, what kind of oil it is.
That's concerning.
I know, and, like, why is it called baby
oil? Yeah, why is it called baby oil? That's the real question.
Yeah,
also,
interesting.
Also, it's so weird
These
how,
are
like,
the topics we bring
I know,
up.
Honestly. It's weird how, like, coconut oil has become such a thing. Because yeah. literally, what, two
Cook
years ago, it wasn't
oil.
A thing.
Clean your face
Clean
with
your
coconut
face,
oil.
You put it in your hair.
Yeah, like,
put it on your cuticles.
It's just very multi-purpose.
Yeah, it is. Well, and it's actually not even that expensive.
Yeah, really. It's not. My mom is starting to cook with coconut oil.
I've tried cooking with it. It makes things taste coconutty.
Really? Kinda.
Yeah.
Oh, I
So,
haven't.
Like, I've, like, cooked, like, an egg in coconut oil, for
yeah.
example. And it makes it, like, taste somewhat coconutty. But I don't like the flavor
Maybe
of coconut.
Maybe that's just, like, one of those things where, like, if you do it, where, like, if I made you an egg in coconut oil, you
wouldn't
taste
notice,
it.
Yeah.
But, like, since you did it, you're like, this should taste like coconut. You know, what's
yeah,
that
like
called?
Yeah, like, psychological.
Yeah, it's, like,
something
like that.
Yeah. No, because, like, I don't really love the taste of coconut. I, like, I'll
oh, really,
eat coconut things, but, like, it's not my favorite. I'd
I
rather
like
have
coconut.
Any other flavor. How do you feel about desserts? Because you don't like sweetened things in terms of, like, coffee,
oh,
but
yeah.
otherwise...
I love desserts, though. Like, I don't like sweet coffee. I think it's just, like, some things are supposed to be, like, bitter and, like, not sweet. But I am, like, a big dessert person.
Do you like bitter coffee, though?
Not, like, bitter.
Like, you just don't like it being, like, sweetened.
No.
Like, okay, when I first started drinking coffee, I'd put, like, stevia in it. And I felt like that made it more bitter. Because, like, stevia, it's, like, super sweet in the beginning, and
Isn't
it has, like, a
food?
Weird taste. I don't know if stevia is bad
I've
for
heard,
you
like,
not.
Supplements for sugar are bad, but I don't know.
But stevia is supposedly natural. Air quotes,
yeah.
natural.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't like sweeteners in my coffee. I like it to be, like, a little
yeah.
acidic-y, bitter,
See,
whatever.
I don't like sweeteners in my coffee, and I don't really like desserts.
Really?
Like,
See, I love desserts.
I like dark chocolate.
I like
and,
dark chocolate.
But, like, I would pick that. I don't really love baked goods. Like, if I'm gonna eat baked goods, I'll have, like, a muffin. Like, a gluten-free muffin.
Do you like donuts?
No.
That's, like, one
I
of my favorite
donuts.
Desserts.
I just think it's because I just don't like oily things. And sometimes donuts
okay.
can be oily.
Do you like pie? Do you like cake?
I don't like pies because I don't like my food touching.
What?
Like, the filling of the pie is, like, touching the crust.
Oh my gosh, you are killing me.
I don't like that. And cakes, like, I don't know, I like crepe cake.
What is that?
It's like crepe with whipped cream in between. You just like layer it up
a lot. Oh my god, that's dumb.
No, it's not. It's good.
I like every kind of dessert.
That's so funny.
I love dessert. So you like saltier things? Like you're salty over sweet?
Yeah, but I also don't like snack on things.
I am very 50-50. See, I snack on things. I love like pretzels and chips and peanuts and I love pistachios. I love pistachios. Oh my gosh, ask Brianna. I'm always eating pistachios.
They're so good. I know, they're so good. They're so addicting.
And honestly. I love popcorn, like salty popcorn. I don't like, this is the thing, I don't like butter on my popcorn, but I like salt.
That's how I am too.
I hate butter on popcorn. I don't
like butter on popcorn. It makes it soggy.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I don't like buttered popcorn.
Yeah, I honestly, this sounds weird. I like plain popcorn, like without anything on it. See,
I thought I did, but then one time I tried it and I was like, no, I definitely need salt on it.
Yeah, I like plain popcorn. Do you guys, so like at my house we make truffle popcorn all the time. Do you like truffles?
Yes.
Okay, not everyone likes truffles.
Truffle salt is so expensive, though.
It's so expensive.
We made truffle fries last summer at a barbecue.
Yum.
In Idaho, so we got, like, potatoes, and we were just cutting them with a potato chopper thing ourselves.
Okay.
And then frying them right there in a big deep fryer.
That sounds really good.
And then putting truffle salt on them. Oh, my God.
Okay, let me just tell you. I went on a road trip two or three summers ago. I don't really know which one. And we were driving, like, driving to Colorado from Washington. And we were going through Oregon. And Oregon, we were, like, driving down through Oregon and then over. And Oregon and Idaho meet up at one point.
Yeah.
And the Ore-Ida factory is right there. Because, like, the potatoes, Ore-Ida, didn't realize that until then. So, fun fact.
Yeah. There's a potato museum, too.
I would love to go there, actually.
Yeah, I've heard it's cool. I haven't been. But it's, like, around where my parents grew up. My parents are both from Idaho, so.
Yeah. Potatoes fascinate me. Isn't that cute?
But, yeah, I also feel like we're pretty big foodies, so we'll probably talk about food a lot on here.
Yeah, we probably will, because both Melissa and I have, I would say we have very mature tastes in food.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say
very like, wide palate.
Very wide palates. But I also think that's because of where we were raised.
I feel like that's more just your parents.
That's true. My parents are really into food.
Same. So, okay. Oh my god, they're so into food.
Yeah.
But anyways, also, see, we're very big foodies, but Delaney has a lot of food allergies.
Yeah.
She's gluten intolerant, dairy intolerant.
I know. I have a lot of intolerances. Sometimes I'll ignore the dairy one, mainly. Everything else I, like, stick to. But dairy is hard because I do really like, Melissa and I were talking about this the other day.
Cheese?
I do like cheese.
Oh, hard, I love
but only
cheese.
Hard cheeses.
Really? I like both.
But I also have never had soft cheeses in, like, a normal manner.
Okay, we can try soft cheese together.
Okay, good. See, we have all these fun European things we're gonna do. But of course we have to wait, and it'll be a sad summer not
being
together.
I'll be there.
Yeah, Melissa will be in Europe without me.
It's okay.
But that's fine. It'll be so funny because we know so many other people that are going to Europe either for the summer or at the same time as we are. In the fall, and I think it'll be interesting to see, like, how dynamics change, because Kent State is such a big university that a lot of the people that are going to Florence, I know of them, or I've had, like, one class with them, but I don't know them that well.
See, I don't know, like, anyone.
Yeah, well, because there's only, isn't there, like, 150 of us going?
From the fashion school.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, 300 from Kent.
In total, yeah. So there's 150 from the fashion school that are going, and I probably know a solid 20. But we're all going to be in
classes.
Yeah,
I probably
classes.
Know, like, 20.
But I would say, like...
But I would say, like, close like, actually know them.
Like five. Yeah. Well, but also, if you think about it, like, we're all going to be in, like, the same classes or similar classes.
Yeah, and, like, we're all going to be doing things together.
And traveling.
Because we don't know anybody else there.
Because we are going to Europe, we're going to talk about the place we're most excited to visit, or the places. We can get, I'll let you give two places.
Okay.
Okay.
Places I'm most excited to visit?
Yeah.
Amsterdam. So excited to go there. I don't even know where else, like, I would say I'm most excited. I think Paris, but, like, I'll be there for an extended period, so I'm hoping I'll like it.
That's true. Yeah, I would say I'm most excited for Amsterdam as well. And actually, so I'm really, like, trying to figure out where we want to go, because we're trying to somewhat plan ahead, but not really. Mm-hmm. But I know people that are going to Iceland literally in 2 weeks, and it looks so cool, but also it's really far away. Yeah. So I would say I'm most excited for Amsterdam, Greece, and London. Those are three, even though I should.
I also maybe want to go to Scotland, just because, like, roots.
She's very into her heritage. Wait, was not it you? Really. Was it you that did the personality test that I was talking about? Yeah. Not the personality, the... What's it called? The DNA test. Did you do that? Or was that someone else?
No, I didn't do that. Ancestry? No, my parents have done it, though.
Oh, okay. Never mind, then.
But, yeah, I would also say I'm just excited to, like, live in another country for, like, 4 months. Because, like, I like to get to know places. And, like, my parents are coming for 2 weeks. Yeah. And they want to, like, try to go to as many places as possible, which, like, is fun. But I think it's more fun when you get to be able to, like, say, like, you know of, like, these local places.
Yeah.
Which is what I'm excited about.
Yeah, I'm excited about that too. And we're hopefully going to find, like, a cute little coffee shop that we'll be regulars at. And then we can know a barista in Italy. Okay. It would be so cool. That's, like, my dream.
Okay.
But, yeah. And then we really want to rent, like, bicycles and bike around. That's what I want to do. Okay. Bike around Florence.
Yeah, I guess. I'm not, like, a big biker.
I know, but biking gets you farther than your feet. Okay. Faster. Like, so we could literally bike around the perimeter of Florence and then be done.
Okay.
That's all I require of
you. Okay, one time.
But yes. Okay, so I feel like we've talked a lot about Italy.
Okay, yeah, we have. So, yeah, we're just gonna be talking about our lives on here, guys. And another thing that we want to feature on this podcast regularly is our horoscopes and astrology, because we're very into it.
We are very into it. We just downloaded this app called CoStar, which is so cool. It tells you not only what your sun sign is, which is what your main sign is, mm-hmm. so, like, depending on what month you're born in and, like, the certain dates, but it tells you your rising and your moon, and it's very, very interesting. I'm a Virgo sun sign, my rising's in Taurus, and my moon's in Pisces.
And I'm a Gemini sun sign, and then my moon and rising are both in Pisces, which is pretty rare, I've been told.
Yes.
Because it means that if your sun or if your moon and rising are in the same sign, it means that you're pretty, like, true to who you are, and, like, your personality and beliefs and whatever, they're all, like, pretty solid, and you don't have a hard time, like, sticking to who you are.
And she's also born on the 17th.
Yes, I'm 17th of June, baby.
She is. So that's also special. I'm born on the 9th, which, like, there's nothing significant about that. I share the same sign as Beyonce, though. Beyonce's a Virgo.
My friend is born on the same day as Beyonce.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah.
She has a lot to live up to.
No, it's a he.
Oh, he has a lot to live up to.
But, yeah. So every week when we do the podcast, we're going to talk about, like, Our previous?
Yeah, it'll be our previous week's horoscope.
And we're going to use Refinery29 just to keep it consistent. Yeah. Like, the weekly horoscope vary from side to side.
Yes, and Refinery29's horoscopes are, like, more, like, fun and energetic.
Yeah.
And
they usually touch on, like, different aspects of your life, like love,
exactly,
career, happiness, success.
And whereas, like, other places will only touch on one or two. And if you guys are looking to find out what your, like, rising, your moon, and your sun is, do download CoStar, because it does explain to you what each planet means and how it addresses you, and you need to know the exact time you're born, because that affects everything. And you can add us on CoStar, and you can see compatibility,
because we are very compatible together.
We are, except our basic identities are not.
Yeah, but, like, that's fine.
But yeah, that's, like, honestly the least of our concerns, so it's
we
okay.
get along.
But yeah, so we're gonna go over our horoscopes. So I actually very vividly remember mine from the past week, because I read it yesterday and I was very emotionally affected by it. Because pretty much my whole horoscope was saying that because Beyonce is the same sign as me and she just took over Coachella, that I need to live up to that. I have high expectations to live up to. I need to work harder. And it literally said, and I quote, "Your work is not done, Virgo." So that really freaked me out, because while I read that, I was in the process of trying to check my email 50,000 times to see if I got this internship.
So it was a very stressful horoscope reading.
Yeah, I didn't feel like that was right either.
I didn't feel like it was right either, but at the same time, like, I still do have a lot of work to do in the next week.
I mean, yeah.
So I think it just depends on what take you have on it. And CoStar also sends you these, like, little funny emojis every morning. And so my emojis have been all in the luck area. So good. I would say that even though Refinery29 is telling me that my work's not done and my life's gonna suck for a little bit, CoStar is really helping reassure me.
That's good. I don't really remember mine. I mean, I think it was just, like, you deserve some time to relax.
That's what it was.
And, like,
it was saying,
you've been,
like,
working hard lately. Yes. Take some, like, personal care.
That's what it was. Yeah. And it was funny because it said, like, take personal care and, like, take care of your body. Do something for you. And then her whole self-tanning episode happened. So it was just perfect timing.
Yeah. And, like, yeah, I have been working hard lately. The show just ended. So, like, I get to take a little breather.
Yeah. And then it's summer. You have a month breather. And then you're in Paris.
Yeah.
So, yes, so thank you guys so much for listening to our first episode.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed it. Please keep listening.
Yeah, hopefully this will be on iTunes.
Yeah, we're going to try to do that soon.
Yeah, soon. And then,
Follow us on Instagram at annoyedandcaffeinated.
Yes, we were able to get that handle. You can also email us.
Yeah, email us.
annoyedandcaffeinated@gmail.com.
Yeah, email us with, like, topics you want to hear about from us.
DM us on Instagram.
You can also email us, like, a good story you have that you just want us
We can talk about, like, anonymous stories. We can mention your name, whatever.
Yeah.
Melissa and I both have, like, very interesting opinions on a lot of things, I would say.
Yeah.
Like, very interesting.
And I feel like we don't mind voicing our opinions. We're, like, being open with you guys. Ask us anything.
Honestly, ask us anything. DM us on Instagram. Email us. Do whatever. We should start a Snapchat also.
Yeah, we can do that eventually.
But yeah, so definitely let us know what you guys think of the first episode. You also probably all have our personal cell phone numbers. One of us. So you can also just text us, I guess. Yeah. But thank you so much again for listening. We're so much looking forward to all that will be happening with this podcast.
Okay, talk to you guys soon.
Bye. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.